You know, when a family sings for God and stands for God and has the anointing and the hand of God upon them, surely the devil doesn't want them on the road, and he doesn't want them lifting up the name of Jesus. And I tell you, I just appreciate y'all being faithful and keeping on for God and standing for God and loving the Lord and being a blessing to the people of God. The Parson family's a blessing to the people of God. Amen. And I thank God for your humble spirit and your heart. And I thank God for the goodness of the Lord and the mercy that God has bestowed upon us and allowing us to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I thank God. God knows what we need tonight. And I assure us tonight that the world, the flesh, and the devil doesn't want us to get victory, doesn't want us to have victory. But I'm glad tonight greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? And I pray tonight that every need would be met tonight. We've heard the gospel in song, and I pray as we read the precious word of God that God will strengthen us and help us tonight. If you have your Bible in the word of God tonight, it's a joy to be here. So thank God for all of our preacher brethren and all from all the churches that have come and assembled together, and God's here with us tonight. Amen. And I appreciate every effort, every prayer, and everything that the good Lord has done to bring us all together in the house of the Lord. It's a great honor to have some of our folks from Beaver Dam, long ways away, Brother David and Gigi, able to come and be with us tonight. All who are here tonight in the house of God, I just say thank God we're able to be here. Amen. Amen. I just thank God. But thank y'all. Thank each one tonight for being in the house of the Lord. And if you have your Bible, I want to ask you to turn with us in the book of Genesis, chapter number 37. You have the word of God tonight. And I'd like for us to read out of the Holy Bible, Genesis chapter number 37. I have wrestled at 3:30 this morning. I was awake and I've just been praying throughout the day and asking God to help us. And I pray tonight that every need to be met.
Amen.
And I've tried to go different places and other places, but God has led us right back here in the scripture. And I pray tonight that God will help us. God knows our heart. I don't know anybody's heart but my own. But God knows all of us in here tonight. And he knows every need, and God's abundantly able to help us. Genesis 37, I'd like to begin reading in verse number 18. We know this in the life of Joseph. And I want us, with God as our helper, to look at his life, some things tonight that I pray will help us and strengthen us tonight. Joseph, of course, and a lot of things about his life is actually a type or a shadow of the Lord Jesus Christ and things that he went through and things that he faced. And we'll know this. We've heard this. This is right off the top, just to be reminded tonight. I pray some things that will help us. Genesis 37, beginning in verse 18. And when they saw him afar off, when his brethren saw Joseph afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Of course, he had shared earlier about the dreams. And I'll tell you what, God let them come true. Amen. God had his hand on Joseph's life. And they said one to another, his own brethren said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit. And we will say, some evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands to deliver him to his father again. And it came to pass, when Joseph was coming to his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat, that coat of many colors, and that was on him. And they took him and cast him into a pit. And the pit was empty, and there was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh, and his brethren were content. Then there passed by Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Let's go to God, please, in prayer. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for the reading of the word of God. And I pray, Lord, tonight, God, you'll anoint us with that fresh oil from another world. And I pray, God, tonight, you would touch every heart and every life in this sanctuary. God, tonight, Lord, we know, Lord, as we gather together in your house, God, there's liberty in thee. God, I pray tonight in a mighty way, Father, you'd reach down to every heart, every life in this place. And God, tonight, I pray, Lord, that you'll anoint us with that fresh oil from another world. God, tonight, I pray, Lord, the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And I pray, God, tonight, Lord, that every need would be met and every life would be touched, and whatever's accomplished, we'll bow and give you the honor and the glory, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank God tonight for the reading of the word of the Lord. You know, church, as we read about Joseph's life, we've all heard about Joseph's life. We've read about it. We've studied about it. Even as little children in Sunday school and mamas and daddies and throughout our lives about the life of Joseph. Tonight, when we think about our lives, as we think about the journey of our life, there are going to be in life, and I ask you to pray for us tonight that God will help us. The journey of life, there are going to be some good days. Thank God for those good days that God blesses us with. And then sometimes there are going to be some great days. I mean, they just going to be some bumper days. They're just going to be, amen, you've had some, and there are going to be some days where it like goes slap over the top, amen. Then in this journey of life, not only is there going to be some good days and some great days, Brother Kenny, there's going to be some hard days. There are going to be some hard days that come our way in life. And tonight, with God as our helper, and I pray that tonight we'll etch it into our soul, and it will not only help us, but maybe in this camp meeting revival tonight, we can grab a hold of this and maybe use it to help somebody else along the way. When things are going wrong, don't. That's the thought that's upon our heart tonight. When things are going wrong, don't. And I want, with God as our helper, and believe God has led us to this place in the Bible, for us to consider this in the life of Joseph, in that it will help us and strengthen us, in that we can have revival and camp meeting in our soul and in our life. First of all, tonight, when things are going all wrong, and some days they'll be there, don't have to understand it all. When everything, whenever you see yourself, Pastor Tim, like the life of Joseph. Joseph loved God, Preacher Mitch. Joseph feared God. He walked with God. He had the hand of God on him. God had a plan for his life. And yet he was going through these hard days and these difficult times. And whenever it comes into our life, don't have to understand it all. Because if you do, you're going to go crazy and lose your mind. Whenever things come our way, whenever Pastor Lanny, the difficult and the hard days come, and they do come into our lives, as it did in the life of Joseph, don't have to understand it all. Say, dear Lord, I'm walking. God, help me. I pray tonight, this is down where the rubber meets the road. Amen. It's easy for me to say this. It's something else for me to live it. Amen. Don't have to understand it all. Think about what all that Joseph goes through in these passages in the Bible. Joseph is hated by his brethren, by his own family, by his own brothers. They're jealous of him. And they hate him. And even what we read right here, what they did in selling him away, and he ends up down in Egypt. They hated him, and they were jealous of him. And all of this is going on in his life. And they throw him in the pit, and then the travelers come by, and he's sold into slavery. I mean, it seemed like, and I've told my wife before this, Brother David, I've said that sometimes it seemed like for every step or I try to take forward, it seems like I get pushed backwards a couple. You ever feel like where Joseph is at right here? Seem like you're trying to go forward and you want to go forward, and it seems like it's one thing after another either you or your family is facing and going through. He was put down into that pit. He was sold. And then things begin to seem like come on the rebound. And he ends up in Potiphar's house, in a place of authority and a place of, freedom. And then Potiphar's wife, day after day. Day after day. If you read it, it's day after day. Boy, I'll tell you what, the devil don't just try to fight us today. He tried to fight us yesterday, and he'll try to fight us tomorrow. But I tell you what, we at the house of God tonight, and we can get some help from another world that will help us on the way. And you know what happened, and she lied on him, and he left his coat, and he didn't leave his character, though. He's had that with him, amen. And he left his coat, and he ends up in prison. Go to the next chapter. So go to chapter 39. Go over to chapter 39, and let's read verse number 20. Genesis 39, verse 20, and Joseph's master took him and put him in the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in prison. And then he's forgotten about, and he stays there in prison, and it's one thing right after another. And tonight, whenever we go through the pits and we go through Potiphar's and we go through the prisons and we go through the troubles, we shall not, and please don't have to understand it all, because if we do, we're going to lose our mind and we're going to lose our victory in our soul. I shall not raise my hand and shake it at God that God must make me understand it all. I'm not walking by sight. I'm walking by faith in God. And just hold on. Just hold on and keep a trust in God. Don't have to. Somebody tonight, you may stay up at night and saying, I just need to understand why this is going on, why that's going on, why it's been this one thing right after another. We have to live by faith. God help us tonight. Don't have to understand it all. You know, this scripture tells us in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 55. Let me read this to us tonight. Hey, we just at the house of God, and we want God to have his way. Amen. Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Don't have to understand it all. I don't have to be able to dot every I and cross every T. I know I serve a God tonight who loves me and cares about me and my family, and God will make a way. Amen. Whenever things are going wrong, don't have to understand it all, but trust God. Secondly tonight, not only when things are all going wrong, don't have to understand it all, and please don't get bitter. Do not get bitter. Bitterness will rob us of our joy. It'll rob us of our victory. It'll rob us of our witness for God. And I want to tell you, the devil, the world, and the flesh would love for us to walk around with a bitterness in our spirit and in our heart. But God has not given us that spirit of bitterness, but he's given us love and peace and a sound mind in God. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, whenever we go through what Joseph is going through, those that's able to piece the timeline together, say it was maybe about from when Joseph was sold into slavery until he become a ruler, was maybe about 15 to 17 years. 15 to 17 long years. And I want to tell you that makes me just tremble to think about it, because when things is going wrong and you're facing hardships and you're facing battles and you're facing trials, one day can seem like a month. One night can seem like an eternity. When you're going through something, or your family's going through something, or somebody you love is going through something, or your church is going through something, or your country is going through something, or you're going through something, and it seems like you're fighting the demons in your mind, I want to tell you, one long night, it can seem like months. And Joseph went through one battle after another battle for year after year, but as I read in that Bible, he did not let bitterness and he did not let hardness get in his heart and in his life. Let's read some about it right here in the Bible. Go to chapter number 42. Go to chapter number 42 and go down to verse number 20 and listen to what it says. Joseph, Genesis 42, go down to verse number 20. Let's see what kind of heart he's got. Of course, we know the famine comes and Jacob sends the brethren down there to get to Egypt to get grain and to be able to supply. And look what he says in Genesis 42, verse 20. But bring your youngest brother unto me, so shall your words be verified, and ye shall not die. And they did so. And they said one to another, we're very guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us. And Reuben answered them, saying, spake I not unto you, saying, do not sin against the child, and you would not hear? Therefore, behold, his blood is required. Verse 23, and they knew not that Joseph understood them. He was hearing every word they was a-saying. For he spake unto them by an interpreter, and he turned himself about from them, and he wept. And he returned to them again and communed with them, and took from them Simeon and bound him before their eyes. Go to chapter 45, verse number 1. Let's see what kind of a heart that Joseph has through all of these hardships and all of these battles that he's facing. Genesis 45, go to verse 1. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried. Sound like he's kept a tender heart rather than a bitter heart. Cause every man to go out from me, and there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And they wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brethren, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that you sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life. Whenever things are going bad, and it seems like every time you try to take a step forward, you get pushed back. Don't have to understand it all, and don't let a bitterness root up in your heart. It'll rob us from the blessings that God's got in our life. Now, this is where we live at, preacher. Hey, this is day-by-day walk. Joseph did not let bitterness root up in his heart. And sometimes if we're not careful, we'll let bitterness get in our heart. God help me. And we'll try to preach with bitterness in our heart. We'll try to teach a Sunday school class knowing we got bitterness in our heart. We'll say it church service, Brother James, and we'll say, well, that preacher can't preach no more, and the singers can't sing no more, and the testifiers, and there's nothing wrong with the preacher, and there's nothing wrong with the singers, and there's nothing wrong with the Sunday school teacher, and there's nothing wrong with the testifiers. And it's nothing wrong with the little children get up here singing. Right, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And we used to could raise our hand. We used to rejoice in our heart. I'm telling you tonight. And then we sit in the house of God and we allow bitterness to get in our spirit and it robs us of the blessings that God has for us. Listen, I've tried to fight to go different ways all night and all day, but I'm, listen. You can live with a scar, but you can't live right on with an open wound. Pastor, I can live with a scar. And most all of us in here has got some battle scars along the way. But you can't live right on with an open wound of infection, an open wound of bitterness in our spirit. You can live with a scar, but you cannot live right on with an open wound. And right here tonight in Liberty Church, I tell you why the devil doesn't want us to have that kind of a service tonight, because the devil wants me to come in here with bitterness, Sister Joy, and leave out of here with bitterness in my soul, because it'll hinder. Joseph, one thing after another, after another. I ain't got to understand it all. You're in charge, God. You're in control. God, when everything's going wrong, don't be filled with bitterness in your life. And when everything's going wrong and you're having a hard day and difficult time, don't quit. By all means, with every fiber of God and His Spirit and His power in us, say by the grace of God. By the grace of God, I'm not going to quit. Hallelujah to God. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to lean upon the Lord. I'm going to know that when God has the final word, I just got a feeling everything's going to be all right. We see it every day, every few days. People begin to go through hard times, and walking away from God's the first thing to do. I said, Lord, if I've ever needed you, I sure do need you now. Trouble comes. Trials come. Burdens come. Sometimes I'll walk into the parsonage. I'll be out visiting. I'll walk into the parsonage. I'll be walking through, and I'm just talking out loud to God. My wife will say, what you saying? What you talking? I said, I'm just talking to God. Come down with cancer in your early 50s. God, I don't have to understand it all. And I'm not going to get bitter by the help of God. Yeah. And God, I'm not going to quit with your help. Friends and loved ones turn against you. Children that you almost birthed in the house of God, stayed right there on the seat in the house of God, and now they out somewhere else.
Bless him, Lord. That's right. Bless him, God. Yeah.
Preach on. And the old Richard Thad, the old world, flesh, and devil will crawl up on his shoulder and say, God don't love you. God don't care about you.
Yeah.
He's took no notice of anything you've tried to do. Don't quit. I want to tell the devil again tonight, by the grace of heaven, I'm going to keep on keeping on by the help of God. Woo! Hallelujah! Greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. If God be for us, who can be against us? And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I'll lift mine eyes into the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. For he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. God is our refuge and strength. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Is there anybody in here tonight that say, by the grace of God, by the grace of heaven, I'm not going to quit. Whoa. I'm not by the help of God. I'm not going to quit. I want to see the one that shed his life's blood and loved me enough to die on that cross and be raised on that third and glorious day.
Thank you, Lord.
By the help of God. Joseph, he didn't quit. And from that pit, hated by his brethren, almost them wanting to kill him,
Come on.
To the second in command.
Yeah. Yeah.
I helped to save the whole world in the day of famine. And if we ain't living in a day of famine tonight, I don't know when it's a coming. Not a famine of bread and water, but a famine of the hearing of the Word
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
God help us tonight. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed.